I can move that. Okay. So let's call our Finance Subcommittee, Library Joint Powers Finance Subcommittee, meeting of Monday, November 29th, 2010 to order. Can you note the roll, Kara?
Yes.
Thank you. And we have an agenda here.
I move we approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I move we approve the minutes of October 25th.
Second.
Let's take the best corrections, but I didn't see anything. That's something happened in the first 2 minutes that I missed there.
I looked through, looked fine. Then you second them, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Anybody on the committee have any oral communications?
No.
All right. Let's move on to staff report.
This is page 5 in the report. It's replacement. And Sam, as I mentioned, just before you got here, the only change to the replacement page is it breaks out the fund balance to identify the committed, committed cash flow unexpected expenditure. So that was the board that directed us to break that out. Mm-hmm. And we had done it in our system, but we hadn't yet done it in this report. So you'll see that from now on.
Okay.
So, do you have some comments from me?
Yes. Yeah, what
do you think? Just that this is one of those months where the county paid the library twice in the same month, gave them two monthly amounts. And so that's the main reason why cash and fund balance are higher. You'll see that cash is actually up to almost $1.4 million, and fund balance, if you combine the two pieces, the commitment of $495,000 and we have $693,000 on top of that fund balance, so a total of about almost $1.2 million in fund balance. So the trend is good. The county's given us a little bit more revenue than year-to-date, so it's a third of the way through the year. But there's something like 35% revenue, and expenditures are less than 33% through the year. If I add in some costs I know are coming, like the payroll that wasn't posted because of timing, we're probably closer to 33% expenditures. This shows 31%. So it just does. I don't know if there's a lot of problem. Any other global things you can think about, Raymond, that I didn't mention? On the month of it.
The only odd thing was to check. That happens once or twice a year. I don't know if that relates to the holidays or something. That'll give you a check early. So that's all it happens once or twice a year.
We'll take early checks.
I don't think there was anything too unexpected. I didn't go through and look at percent, you know, where it's more than 33% of the way spent.
Yeah, I did a quick look, but I didn't see anything new. I mean, there was some things that were more than 33% spent, but we've talked about them already.
They were up last month, you know, because they're things where we spend the money up early in the year.
Right, or it made sense to me because you could see that there were the kinds of things that you would pay one time.
The payroll looks in line, all that, which has the major expenditure.
Yeah, it does.
Determined we're going to account for something slightly differently internally. We didn't do it this month because we got the double check from the county, and I should have mentioned this before, but we think it'd be a better picture of where we're at, and we'd be able to better show that $500,000 of committed fund balance to accrue the payment coming from the county. So like in this case, we're this month of October, but if the county had done what it normally does and gave us the October payment in November, we would have accrued that payment back to October. So you'd see it as revenue. You wouldn't see it as cash yet, but you'd see it as fund balance and you'd see it as revenue. That would give you a more clear picture, I think. So you'd see, because we have earned that money, we just don't have it in the bank yet.
Right.
In this case we did, but in other months we won't. So and we should be able to do that because we typically get the payment, I think, mid-month payment?
Generally, yeah.
Following the end of the month. So our intention is to do that whenever we don't get the payment.
Yeah.
In the month itself.
Makes sense. I can't remember whether, I had a question, I think last time, and I don't remember whether it ever got answered. It had to do with FICA.
Teresa did ask me a number of questions that may have come out of your meeting. One of them was, what's the FICA rate? And it is 6.2%. You know, and then there's the 1.45 Medicare. Sometimes those get combined for 7.65, and that's amount is paid by the temporary employees and by the library, just like the city does the same thing. And you may know that's an item of discussion with negotiations right now.
Yeah. I think question I had, not a huge amount, but we had budgeted like 70,000. I'm looking on page
4. There was something.
And we've only had like 9, I mean, we have very little of it come in, so I was wondering if that's something.
Well, she did ask me how often it's paid, and I confirmed that it's paid with every payroll. So the number we see paid should be equal to 6.2%.
Page 13 of your packet here.
So in this case, we have 70,000 almost budgeted. We've only spent 6,700.
So I guess my question was, well, it's not a huge amount. It's just, are we going to spend it? Or is it a timing thing? Or is it somewhere where we're going to be underspent?
Yeah, it should track with, you see temporary pay just above it.
I wonder if we didn't reduce that when we ended up doing the layoffs for temp workers.
Yeah, it may be the budget that we budgeted
the old number when we still had a lot more temporary workers than we currently have.
That may be, but I'm not looking at the budget. But I look at the actual on page 13. I see 142,000 of actual temporary pay. The Social Security should be 6.2% of that, which I think would be more like 8,000, 9,000 instead of 6,700.
But that still wouldn't get us up to third of the way through.
No, so it looks like we're not spending the full budget on temporary.
Yeah. We probably over budgeted.
Yeah. And beyond that, the FICA pay looks slightly low, and I'm not sure why that is, but we can find that out. You have any thoughts, Brandon?
Facilities, operation and maintenance outside. I know some of this is encumbrances, but we're at 51.5%. And maybe this is more just a question to let Teresa know about. So,
well,
whether or not that's, is that because of ongoing higher than expected operation and maintenance?
Yeah, we have a couple things here at Central happen. New water heater. Thermostats, and then again at Live Oak having some problems up there with the HVAC. Okay. So we have had higher than expected expenses.
So, but hopefully one time things.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. And I assume that's also for equipment, building, and land rentals. We seem to be ahead of the pace there, too, at 52%.
Yeah. We can detail this out and get detailed out to you. I can ask Teresa about
that. Yeah, I mean, just maybe Teresa should be prepared to, you know, report to the board in case those questions come up, too.
Yeah, of course, rentals. Equipment rentals would be one thing that's needed, but I believe there's some ongoing rentals in there, some lease payments that are fixed, so you'd expect to see
something. Right.
And if they're paid in advance, I'm not sure if they're paid monthly or quarterly.
Have we had any problems with trees at Boulder Creek?
Not yet.
Not yet this year. They'll be there later.
No, but I understand we have problems with sidewalk at Central.
Yes, an estimate is forthcoming, I guess.
So you got sued by somebody who tripped. Sidewalk is raised 3/4 inch, and we didn't think, you know, it's sort of funny because it's not so funny, but usually the city just says, hey, homeowner, you know, the property owner deals with this stuff. Well, who's the property owner of the sidewalk in front of the library? It's the city. Except then the library indemnifies the city against damages that happened with the library property in our library, and so that comes back to the library board after all and stuff. So the question is whether that claim has got any validity. But in any case, now we're on notice that it's dangerous. We're to fix it. We don't think the claim itself necessarily is valid. It needs to be. We'll deal with that in closed session when it comes to us. But the issue I think is, you know, that now we're on notice that somebody thinks that's dangerous. We better grind it down, whatever we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Fix it. I went and looked at it. I thought, you know, people have this expectation that everything's going to be smooth in life, but it's like it's not like some really nasty. It's a lot less dangerous than about half the sidewalks in the city or something.
Yeah, I looked at it. Katrina showed it to me as we were walking out one day. I was like, oh, I know a lot of places are a lot worse than this.
Yeah, the city has a safe grass to school program where we really want the sidewalks to be really good. Some neighbor calls me that they got called by Public Works to deal with a problem, and I go out there and look at it and stuff, and it's like, I really cannot see the sidewalk raised. They get down and look at it, and he says, well, yeah, but it's not perfect. It's like when I'm out to school. Okay. Yeah. What makes it? Yeah.
Really wants to stay in the library.
Happy read.
Happy picture.
Or dinner time.
Yeah. Nap time. Meltdown.
Shut the door. I think they're waiting for the elevator. Let me talk a moment.
I'm used to it, yeah.
He didn't even notice it.
My kids are all in their 30s. I don't get a lot of it. It still happens at these ones.
It's like a flashback for you, right?
Those were the only questions.
When they start crying, that will not solve the problem.
That's the good thing.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. I do like seeing another month of positive cash balance in there.
Yeah, that's just tremendous.
Yeah, it's the right direction. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have the, I think it's just an FYI certification for a state fund.
To get our $70,000.
Minuscule as it may be.
And of course, it's hard when you're reducing costs or not going up because they have this maintenance of effort requirement that carries forward, but they've been accommodating that by saying you have to spend at least 90% of the previous year, so that's allowed us to hang on to that number.
How do you spend? It's just budget.
Well, budget, that's right.
You don't
right.
have to spend it, you just have to budget for it.
Right.
It's appropriation, it's not actual.
So what that says is we'll get our fund.
Let's go to all one place.
So wouldn't everybody budget it then?
Yeah, it's odd. I checked it when I first started because, and they said the way I guess the law reads is appropriations, not what you're actually spending. You just have to appropriate at least what you did last year, basically. That's normally what they ask for. But these last 2 years of economic times, they required only 90% of the previous year. It's usually 100%.
I guess the idea is no one would intentionally create a false budget, right?
And the audit report.
What would you like, just for us to hit highlights or to go through it, or?
Well, there's no outstanding problems and stuff. That's why I was looking for.
Right. No, I would say hit highlights.
Okay. Well, let me start with low light, just because that's what I'm feeling doing. Highlight, I should say, actually first, and then the low light. The highlight is that I was really happy we got all of the financial statements done early this year, the city, the library, the redevelopment agency. We were ahead of where we've been in years, and it's been really good. And then our auditors got bought out twice by national firms, and the audit work just was not what we're used to seeing. We spent far more time with them. At first I thought that's a good thing, because that's a thorough audit, but it wasn't good. It was slow, more than methodical, asking us to do things we normally don't do, not just finance staff, the staff from different departments. I'm not sure about library staff, but basically things came to a crawl, and they told us they can't get the audits done in time. So what you have before you are our financial statements. We believe this is it, but it's still possible the auditors would find something. So they promised us a library audit information by January 7th. So that's when we'll get the audit opinion, which would be, I guess, in time for, I don't know when you meet. It may not be in time in the January meeting, but we'll have it for the February meeting.
I think we actually meet the second Monday in January.
Yeah, that sounds right. So we may have it then, but if not, I described that to Teresa. We did push the auditors. They have many clients, including the county, and we talked to the county today, and apparently they're going to be late with the counties as well. The only exception is they know that the redevelopment agency, which I recognize this isn't the agency, but they know that by law that has to be done by December 31st. So they're going to get us those opinions for the agency, but everything else will come in January. So we couldn't really fire them right now. It wouldn't do us any good, because we still wouldn't get our audit opinions.
Right.
But my intention is to look very closely at that once we get the audit opinions, and we'll touch base with you. But my recommendation is probably to change auditors at this point, because that's just
thank you.
So that's a low light, but it doesn't reflect on the numbers or the situation, just kind of on the process. Mm-hmm. So we were surprised.
What did they say when you asked, you know, like, did they really not think that people are going to care, or like the consequences for treating a customer that way?
I'm sure they're going to lose a lot of clients. They started out telling us, when we knew about the first buyout, they said this is going to help. We're going paperless. It'll be environmentally friendly. And we're going to have, if anything, we'll have a higher quality of national folks looking at this. They didn't expect to get bought out by the second time, but the paperless thing became a problem, because they started expecting everything to go through this number crunching, and I guess their number crunching wasn't refined enough to be able to work very smoothly. So we found ourselves reconciling things for them that we shouldn't have to reconcile, and on. They also brought some more green auditors than they should have, and our contract says they're not supposed to do that. But by the time we got them to straighten that out, it was kind of already too late. So they just sort of said, there's nothing we can do. We don't like it either, which isn't very professional either to say that.
No.
Right.
So the whole package, and I was surprised, because this audit firm, I've dealt with them in other cities as well. Historically, they've been very professional. They brought seasoned auditors in. They've done a good job, and so I was surprised and disappointed. So with that intro, just to refresh your memories, the way the financials work, there are two presentations of numbers in government accounting and nonprofit accounting. We go through first the full accrual, which means all the receivables and all the payables, no matter when we're going to receive the monies or when we're going to pay the amounts due, a full accrual. So there are a couple statements in here. On page 9 was the statement of net assets. from page 10, which is a statement of activities and change in net assets, that's a full accrual. So it shows that it gets to something called net assets. It actually shows a current, it shows an unrestricted net assets of negative $20,000 on page 26. And I wouldn't get too concerned about that. Yes, we'd rather see a positive number, but that reflects the fact that we still have to pay off debts that are due in the future and so forth. And it's not recognizing the money that we're going to have coming in to pay some of those debts that aren't really receivables yet. That's on page 9. Page 10 shows, it's again the statement of activities of the full accrual.
Page 10 is the audit, not the
okay, audit. I'm sorry, yes, page 27.
I got lost for a moment, but I've got to.
I can get that out. Page 27 of the agenda package. And it looks like, you know, the way this works is we're required to show what they call program revenues against expenditures. So when you look up at the top part, it looks like we're losing $4.7 million. But if you bring in the sales tax revenues that we're required to show below, in fact, we ended up with $1.5 million gain for on a full accrual basis. So, I'm sorry, not $1.5 million. $750,000 net gain for net assets of $1.5 million at the end of the year. So we've got cash, we've got net assets, and we had a gain for the year.
Yep. Last question. I may have this backward and wrong, but if we have a building with our headquarters in it and we're paying it off on time and effect, you know, the stuff inside, do we have a lower net asset because it's owned by our mortgage holder in effect or whoever we owe the money to?
Actually, that building is not owned by the library. It's owned by the city.
The water department, the city, yeah.
And there are other, all the buildings are owned either by the city or the county, et cetera.
Right.
So the what you do have booked here is the value of the improvements.
That's what I'm trying to get at. So we borrowed money for those improvements. We didn't pay those cash. We the city floated us those on a certain basis. As we pay those off, our assets are increasing in effect because we don't own the asset. The city owns even that asset because it's on based on their loan that they bought it. So I'm understanding how this is being accounted for.
That's true, yes. So you have right. The library owns the improvements that have been made, not the building, but
But every time we make a payment to the city, in effect, the principal on that payment ends up increasing our assets by that amount.
Yeah, actually, the way it's structured, the library is paying rent to the city equal to the debt service. So in fact, we're not. I'm not sure that relationship is changing over time. There is the $500,000 improvements are there, and the library owns it. So that's not really changing because we're not charging. You're not paying debt.
I see.
We're not showing that as a liability. It's rent. And then of course, when the last debt service payment is made by the city, we'd stop charging that rent to the library, and the rent drops to zero.
That was the agreement. It was worked out.
So
unlike homeowners, unlike a renters in a house where you basically just keep paying the rent after it's all paid off and nothing changes.
What's funny here is if the world fell apart and you know, we stopped, didn't have a library system, I don't want that to happen, but if it did happen, I'm not sure how the library would claim its assets versus the city, but I won't worry about that one. It's not like
we talked about that when we put this deal together. Somebody will jump forward and tell us what it was we all agreed to. I can't remember. I would have missed mine actually. The library was going to get something out of that.
Turning to page 28, that's the balance sheet, the traditional governmental accounting for, this is where we see the fund balance that we talk about. So you'll see towards the bottom of the page, there's the $495,000 of fund balance for the operating fund. And the other amounts there are amounts of fund balance in the different funds that relate to the library. We're now required to do a reconciliation of fund balance to net assets, which I won't bore you with, but we're required to reconcile those so they make sense. Moving on to page 30, that's a statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance, which shows again that there was a gain of $800,000 for the year. This rolls all the funds together, and ending the year with $511,000 of fund balance, which again is the combination of the operating fund and those other funds. The various notes to the financial statements, and then one thing you might find of interest is towards the back, the last page, is a just an over, actually the last two pages, pages 49 and 50. Put together the operating fund as well as each of the individual funds and where it was both from a balance sheet perspective and from the operating statement. So you can kind of see all the activity for the library and any of these funds all on that one page, page 50. Auditors also sometimes have a management letter with recommendations. To our knowledge, there isn't anything about the library. Did they mention anything to you, Kara? If there were anything, we would certainly bring that to your attention.
Exceptions to the auditor, things like this.
Right. Yeah, management practices. And they may or may not be, they typically are things that change any of the numbers or.
Like how somebody's handling the cash or whether somebody's
internal control.
Two signatures being signed where there may be two and things like that.
Or a conflict of interest or something.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Any questions? Thank you.
Anything else for us?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Nice to meet you, Ray.
Thank you. And we will get those questions answered if you ask some of the questions.
Since we're here at year end, well, Mike, you're not going to be on the committee.
No, I'm not.
When does the city council?
The 14th of December.
Of December, okay.
So I have one meeting left, and it's Christmas.
Okay, so then.
And there'll be some kind of there'll have to be some kind of an interim appointment, which the city needs. Brian's working on that, right? Community is the vice mayor, probably be the mayor working that out, but we need to get some appointment because I'm gone. I don't know how this works here compared to the transit district where I have this somewhat similar kinds of issues, but at the transit district, once you're gone, and I don't. They cannot appoint me to replace myself even for the month that somebody's missing. They got to find somebody else, and they can find that person. Once they appoint that person, they don't have the ability to get rid of them. And I don't know how it works. I think this library board's a little bit different the way it's structured. The council has more control over its appointments because the state established the transit district, mm-hmm. and this has been established by an MOU between agencies, or among agencies. So
you probably don't care when we're meeting next year from finance
committee.
Sam, you want to keep going as the schedule that we've had? That
works
for you?
Yeah, the schedule works for me.
Okay, good. And then in our...
I thought we'd probably stay out of the council because I was trying to think about how this stuff works. Whoever's likely to be appointed to this is going to be somebody who can come and give me a vibe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can ask. I mean, I think I would ask at the board if somebody, once we have the other rep for the reps from the city, you know, if there's someone who wants to open it back up again.
I would encourage if you can find somebody, if one of the city appointees is willing to serve on this, that you get somebody just because the relationship with the city is kind of critical and around all this financial stuff. And so it makes sense to have one of the three people at least be able to go over there and deal with issues if they arise. So not that it has to be that person, but it is.
And Catherine will continue?
I don't know the answer to that. Why people will make a recommendation, the council will make appointments. He has to make, again, they usually make those appointments in the last second meeting in January, and they sort of immediately able to serve. They'll do that one meeting in January, and they want this group, one meeting in this group, but it will go over unless they appoint somebody early. So that might be on our afternoon agenda, the 14th. And, that would be probably, yes, we'll likely the person's going to appoint to the, I don't think we want to leave people, in which case you get them worked out for a release.
Okay. All right. So we're done. And our next meeting is, it is scheduled for January 4th, but I'll have to see whether there'll be any, anything to look at on January 4th.
Yeah, you know, because nobody usually stuff is starting the second half of the month and who's doing anything in the second half of December.
So I'll check with Teresa, Sam, to see if January 4th still makes sense and have anything to look at or whether we should.
If you talk to Teresa, give her my good wishes. Sorry she's ill.
Yeah, I will.
Follow the excitement.